You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, 7:07 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson. It's the week of, we finally hit some, we're going to hit some good 60s in the morning temperature-wise, which is amazing. We can finally get into something that's, for Tucson, fall-esque, but definitely no summer. And it's also the week that we're doing food things on Not Fridays. After our blowout America's Best Mexican Food with Felipe from Visit Tucson and Buendia and Teresa from Mosaic Cafe and the Dirty Tea Girls, that didn't sound right, the ladies from Dirty Tea, we now have our good friend CJ Hamm joining Barney Brenner and I for a Food Wednesday. Very weird.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. I also enjoyed Felipe. He kind of sounds like the Mexican Barry White on the radio.
Oh, he's got the voice.
Yeah, that was a really good show yesterday.
Coming from the gringo Barry White, CJ Hamm. You guys should do a hip-hop song together. A little soul hip-hop song together.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to work on this. So here we are. It's coming up.
Yeah,
this grand is opening Monday.
Busy week for sure.
Ham Bones. So you told me this about a couple months ago. You're like, hey, I'm doing this.
I wasn't 100% sure at that point, so I didn't know if I let it slip too early. But yeah, we're doing it.
So tell us about, you and I talk about restaurant concepts a lot. Off air, kind of like, hey, this would be cool. You've pitched a couple of good things to me also that you haven't done yet.
Right. Well, you haven't got me the money yet.
I'm working on it. You know, we were talking about a concept for the old Poco and Moms when that came up. What is in the old Poco
and Moms? It's another Los Betos now. Yeah. Because there was a little gap right there on the east side where unless you were like Randy Johnson, the pitcher, you couldn't throw a rock and hit one in one little area. So they made sure to take care of that spot for you.
It's like the Borg from Star Trek. Yeah. Sooner or later, it gets taken over by a Betos or a Bertos.
If you're at the west corner of Palo Verde High School, you couldn't hit a Los Betos with a rock. So they threw one right there to take care of that.
CJ Abertos, that'll be.
No.
Get Barney on there. Barnabentos.
Barnabentos.
Barnabertos.
We could do some like logo with just his hair and like a old mustache on it. It'd be perfect.
Like a Bob Ross kind of picture.
Bob Ross meets Gordo's.
Barney will sell you a chimichanga and a carburetor. So Ham Bones, again, this is basically 40 yards north of Mama Louise's on Craycroft, 2024 South Craycroft, right?
2027 South Craycroft.
I'm going to get it one day.
Yeah. Oh, we've got to change it on the event too, by the way.
Oh, boy.
It says north.
Oh, that's true. Damn it. Anyway.
I don't know what's on 2027 North Craycroft, but they don't want to get walloped at 10 a.m. on Monday.
It's a crack house.
It's right in the right area.
Talk about the Meat and Three. How did this get in your head?
Meat and Three is actually the name of a concept that's popular down in the southeast, so like Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, that area.
Right.
And I went on vacation to Nashville to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks at Titan Stadium. But we spent some time there. I think we were there 10 days. And you know, whenever I go anywhere, all I want to do is eat and drink and check out the local scene, right?
Sure.
You're not going to see me at Toby Keith's bar,
you
know,
what?
Taking my top off and my pink cowboy hat. You're going to find me, you know, find me in some of the less traveled areas looking for, you know, what the locals eat and what they do. And that's, you know, wherever I go. And everybody just kept saying, you got to try it. And then they would say their favorite Meat and Three. And the range was amazing. You know, you get something in a really bad neighborhood. No frills. It was like an old Circle K building that they just threw some buffet tables in, and we're still cranking out awesome food. And then you had some more, you know, cool, kitschy, maybe a little chefy Meat and Threes and everything in between. So I was just really impressed with the meat and three culture, if you will, because it was diverse, but they all had the same, you know, basis of fundamentals of good food, scratch food, comforting.
How long ago was that trip?
2 years.
Oh, okay.
About 2 years ago.
Okay.
And so, you know, I fell in love with that idea, and I was got to thinking, like, when I was a kid, and my parents didn't want to take us to McDonald's and get each of us a combo meal, or we're sick of getting pizza, you know what I mean? That when we do family meals, we do stuff like Boston Market, right? Not very good, but you get one chicken for everybody, you get one meatloaf for everybody, and you get your macaroni and cheese, your mashed potatoes, and your vegetables,
right?
Your bread, and you're out, and you fed everybody, and it's less than you would spend if you went out to eat, obviously, or if you even went to a fast food place nowadays, you know, with four people. So I was like, we really are kind of lacking that here in Tucson.
Right.
You know, kind of comfort food, but where you don't have to go sit down, you don't have to tip, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So I kind of melded those two thoughts together, and I was like, Tucson needs something like a meat and three.
No one's going to turn the tablet around and say, is it going to ask you a question?
I mean, we're going to put it on there.
Okay.
You know, I want the tip credit whenever possible. I don't think I'm going to get it. But yeah, we're not going to turn it around, though. There's an option, but it's not necessary. And my thing is I just love the idea of being able for a family coming and getting some quality food, decent price. They can eat in, they can take it out.
Yep.
And so that's, you know, that's kind of where I came up with the idea. And I think I've covered, you know, the sit-down restaurants. I've covered the bar and the gastropub thing. So I kind of wanted to go a different direction anyway. And I feel like quick service and quicker style restaurants are kind of, you know, the way that things are going. So I figured I'd give this one a shot.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's funny when you hit me with it, this concept. And again, we talk about this a lot. I'm like, there's nothing like that in this town.
Right, yeah. That is the goal. I mean, because I love the Tucson food scene. You know, it's no secret. I love everything we have, but, you know, we can always, if it's new and different, we can always use something in addition to, I feel like.
All right, let's do this. Let's go to break. We're hanging out with CJ Hamm and Barney Brenner. We're doing Temptations versus the Four Tops today for the Bumps Battle.
This is the only one I couldn't decide who I want to win.
Oh, wow. Where were you yesterday with Vicente Fernandez and Lila Downs?
Vicente.
All right.
Yep.
The Sinatra of Mexico.
Exactly.
I love it. All right. Hambones, H-A-M-M, hambonestucson.com. Grand opening is Monday morning at 10. Ribbon cutting.
Yeah. That was a brilliant idea by somebody.
You're going to do a samurai cut on the ribbon with a chef's knife.
Yeah, going to sharpen one up.
None of these stinking scissors. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30, The Voice. 7:19 in the morning. I got to move this microphone. I can't see Matt's. Oh, there it is. I can't see Matt's beautiful face. There he is.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
You got to be able to look at Matt.
Matt messaged you with some valuable intel about who's coming into the Air Force base 2 seconds south of Hambones.
Yeah, I know. That's a nice message. Yeah.
Your timing is impeccable, CJ.
I wish I could take credit for doing that intentionally.
Yeah, folks coming over from the Florida Panhandle, the new mission that's replacing the A-10. It's being retired. And Hurlburt Field, which is maybe 50 or 60 miles out of Mobile. So you'll have some hungry folks that may be a little homesick for some southern food.
That is definitely meat and three territory, Mobile, Alabama.
So the concept here for Hambones, hambonestucson.com, remember 2M in ham, it's his last name, see, clever, okay, is the idea that you're doing home cooking, good,
yep.
in the beautiful scratch way,
yep,
but serving it quickly.
Indeed.
So you and I have had this discussion, is it, because it says Southern in your Arizona Daily Star thing, and then literally a day before that, you're like, well, it's not really...
It's based in Southern tradition, but I'm kind of doing my own thing.
Right. Because you don't want to be, like, angled at, well, someone gets on your, this isn't real Southern cooking, my friend.
I mean, but I do have some game. I mean, my right-hand man, Chef Rick, is from Texas, and then my mom was born...
Texas, that's not real South.
Well, yeah, that's I'm not getting in their arguments down there. You know? But my mom, who... was born a Jersey girl. She was also an Air Force brat. and spent a good amount of her time actually in Arkansas as a youth coming up. So she
got, did you say Ute?
As a Ute. And so, I mean, she brought that to me too. You know, she's made biscuits and gravy my whole life, and you know, fried chicken and stuff. So I do got some game in Southern, but I don't want to box myself in. But
I'm with you.
It's all Southern. Yeah,
I think there's wisdom here in what you're,
yeah,
how you're posing it. All right, so we're gonna get to your calls. Hold on for 2 seconds. So right now, explain. So meat and three, you pick your meat, and then there's three sides.
Yeah.
Right. So what's our meat options right now?
So that, I mean, that's the classic, but there's also a meat and two, meat and one, you know.
Sure.
So in the tradition of the meat and three, they also have a rotating menu. So every day of the week, they offer something in addition to their standard menu.
Kind of like the special.
Yeah. I'm not going to remember them all right off hand.
I got it in front of me. I can do it for you. All right. So entree.
I have to start cooking it all here real soon.
Every day we're offering at Hambone's baked half chicken, country ham, pot roast,
yep,
smothered pork chops,
yeah,
and lemon sole.
Yep.
So
those pork chops are going to be great because I'm buying the whole loin and we're cutting our own chops nice and thick and going to give you two of them and, you know, making that scratch smother sauce. So I think that's going to be a hit.
What's the basics of the smother sauce?
Onion, mushroom, and then it's basically a pan gravy.
There you go. Nothing. Everything tastes better with pan gravy, as we say.
I agree.
What's some of the rotate things you're thinking about?
So I remember Monday because that's the first one I have to do. So like, I just did my food order. Mondays, we're calling it like Mom's Mondays. So we're gonna do a turkey and dressing, and then the sides, we're offering some cranberry sauce with it, some green beans, and then also that's the meatloaf day as well.
Okay,
so that's Mondays. And I don't know exactly where, you know, we have one days with, you know, Fridays, fried chicken, fried catfish.
Right.
But I'm really excited for Thursdays because we're calling it Travel Day Thursdays. And that's where me and my chefs, we get to kind of get creative and fun and do whatever we want. So we're going to do some dishes, some entrees, and some sides from, you know, all over the world, whatever we decide to do that week.
Yeah, that's...
I think the first one we're doing is a gumbo and a fried okra for the side.
I love it. And then Fridays, fried chicken and catfish.
Yep. I'm doing some coleslaw and some other sides. I don't remember exactly. But.
All right. So this is at hambonestucson.com. So on Mondays, you're doing meatloaf and turkey with dressing.
I'm excited for that because you can't really get a turkey dinner unless it's Thanksgiving. You know what I mean?
No, I think that's a winner. Yeah. That was smart. Sides, extra sides will be sweet potatoes, green beans, cranberry sauce. Tuesday, chicken and dumplings and fried chicken.
Yep.
And that's creamed peas or buttered corn as an extra side. Then chicken fried steak, fried shrimp on Wednesdays.
Ooh, that's a good day too.
Mixed veg, glazed carrots. Then you're rotating... wild card international fair,
which I think
it's always fun to let your guys rip.
Of course, like you get bored cooking the same thing, especially if it's not your menu, your recipes. You get bored.
Absolutely. Friday again, fried chicken, fried catfish, coleslaw, red beans and rice.
Oh yeah,
Mrs. D is a huge fan of red beans and rice. She did some time in Baton Rouge.
Oh, that's so perfect.
She knows. She has an appreciation. Then Saturday is roast beef or shrimp and grits on Saturdays.
Yeah.
With buttered corn and glazed carrots.
Sounds like a little surf and turf action.
I love it. And then, so the sides every day, mashed potato, mac and cheese, porky collards.
Oh, yeah. Real porky.
What's the pork in it?
Ham hock, and then bacon.
Yes.
And then probably some of the ham scraps as well.
There. See, Matt Neely is just freaking out over there as you're...
I know. He's too skinny. I'm going to get him fattened up.
Black-eyed peas, squash casserole, braised kale.
Yep.
We forgive you. Steamed rice and cheesy grits.
Well, the braised kale, I wanted to give somebody who doesn't eat pork a greens option as well. So
gotcha.
That's why I'm doing a vegetarian kale.
And if you're a vegetarian, don't show up.
No, I'm just I mean, we do offer a four sides meal as well.
Okay.
For those who don't want to eat meat.
Okay. Yet. That's not a bad way to handle that.
No. So my fiance, for a little while, she was vegetarian, and she loved the four sides meal. So I know it can sell for sure.
All right, we're gonna take some calls. We're gonna keep you past the next break too. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Who is first on your list there, buddy? Let's go to Brushfire, and we'll try to get Mary Lou in before it's over this break. Brushfire, what's up?
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy Wednesday, CJ.
Thank you.
It's a little early.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, Chris, shameless, happy 29th, Dixie, and we will be there. Friday Catfish. She's a Baton Rouge girl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Catfish on Fridays. We found another place, but now we've got your place. But I gotta throw something down. I know it's not Halloween, but have you, like, got on the property right there at 29th and Craycroft at that Circle K?
Yes. Yeah.
My God.
Well,
that's illusion.
Let's keep it positive. Let's keep it positive.
Oh, no. With you brightening up the neighborhood, maybe we can. I mean, there's this big guy. There's about 7 foot tall.
I Dude, showed up he's there one tall. Night
about 9 o'clock. He's a big old, and he's on a bandstand. So first, you never met me, but I'm a little guy. You know, I look up at this guy like, oh my God, what the heck, Shaq? And he's like, yeah, and like he's got some little helper guy to run off the homeless people, and he like keeps him in soft drinks during the day, and the guy just keeps running off homeless people.
No, this guy is
like,
so
hey,
tall.
What a great plan.
He's so big, you can't help but say something when you see him, because I was just throttled when I saw him. Because he's right, because he's like 6'9" or 6'10", and then he's standing on something that's elevated another 6-8 inches. So it's like an 8-foot man staring at you when you walk in there. It's just crazy. It takes your breath away.
I love it.
On a good day, I'm 5'4". So I'm like, I'm looking up at this guy. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Randy Johnson. It's Randy Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I'm so glad. I mean, it's right on my way home, so I can pick up something to go.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah, we'll be ready to roll with that for sure.
Oh, yeah. Friday, your first Friday, I'll bring her down, because catfish in Louisiana, that's kind of I think that's like a given. It's like tacos on Tuesday.
You're correct. Yeah. All right, Sean, we're going to go to break. Thanks for the good call, and...
And the backpack, Chris, the Backpack Awareness Day,
yes,
is all the people in Utah don't know that they make ceramic plates for the backpack. So the poor kids are carrying steel. It's hard on the kid.
Wow. All right.
Chris, happy plate.
Have a good day, Sean. I got to get going.
Have a great day, man. Keep the faith.
CJ, the phones are packed for you right now.
Oh,
there is no more. There's no room on the phones right
now.
So we're going to take your calls. Hambonestucson.com. Grand opening is Monday at 10 o'clock. Ribbon cutting.
Yep.
He's going to go John Belushi Samurai on the ribbon. So
yes, sir.
I'm looking for dignitaries. I don't know if I have any, but it doesn't matter. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Barney, Chris, and CJ, wake up. All right, 7:34 and a half on Wake Up Tucson. 10:30, The Voice, local news and talk. Chris DeSimone, Matthew Neely, Barney Brenner, and CJ Hamm. We are celebrating the opening coming up on Monday at 10 o'clock of Hambones.
Wow.
A meat and three comfort food cooked beautifully from scratch and slowly but served quickly.
Yeah, I loved how you worded that. That was perfectly said.
So it's they're literally 30 yards north of Mama Luisa's over on Craycroft, north of the base.
Yep.
Ribbon cutting, 10 o'clock. Wakeys, we want to support this guy. Please show up for a ribbon cutting and grand opening with our good friend CJ Hamm.
Beautiful.
The phones are packed. Let's go to Mary Lou on line three. Mary Lou, thanks for holding. You're on with CJ. What's up?
Well, good morning. What a wonderful program. I'm so happy to hear it.
Thank you.
I have a question. We meet as a group, Tucson High Class of 53, for lunch, but we won't be available until January. October is our last day. Can you handle a group of 15?
No problem. I'd love to.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Well, I'll schedule you for January.
Beautiful.
Okay. All right, we'll give you a call.
That's perfect comfort food weather time, January.
Yes, it is. All right, well, congratulations and best wishes, and God bless you all and your staff and Dee Simone and everyone there.
Well, thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Mary Lou. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
790-2040. Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on Ham Bones Talk with Chris, CJ, and Barney. What's up?
Hi. I was wondering if I could come down there today or in a while and get a gift certificate, because my personal doctor's retiring Friday, and I was going to go to a little shindig, and I was going to give him a gift certificate. So is it possible to get one today sometime?
While I really appreciate your enthusiasm, I am not set up quite yet for that, but it is up north near the top of my to-do list.
It's one of those things that you don't think about as you're...
I mean, I have thought about it. It's literally on my list. I just haven't got to it yet.
How about doing a handwritten one?
I could do a handwritten one for you if you'd like.
What time would
I could print something out on a computer.
I'm at the VA right now.
I'll be there pretty much all day, so you can come by anytime. Oh. What was your name again, sir?
Okay.
Tony.
Tony Marinero.
All right. Yeah, I'll hook you up. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye.
I love it. Good idea, Barney. Thank you, sir. It's so awesome, too, right, that Mary Lou called up from the 1952 class of 63. I knew that, too.
She's not the one who got caught in the net, though, right?
No, that's what I said. It was a Badger call, which is just the best.
Class of 52, boy, they're not youngsters.
No. I'm not a youngster, and I'm class of 98.
790-2040. Let's go to Al. Al, you're on Ham Bones Talk with Chris, CJ, and Barney. What's up?
Do you know how long I've been waiting for a place to open like this? Now, I have one question.
Sure.
Is your roux and your gumbo nice and dark and looks like asphalt?
I wouldn't quite say asphalt, but I would say bitter chocolate.
Okay, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and this is a dumb thing. The only place in town that has good gumbo is Jason's.
Oh, wow. I've never had that. I'm a gumbo freak, so.
I haven't been to Jason's since Clinton was president.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so no.
That's awesome, because I come from that part of town, that part of the country, Beaumont, Texas, and I haven't found any good southern food out here in so long, I thought people forgot about it.
I guarantee you'll find something you like here.
Well, thank you very much for doing this, and I can't wait to get over there.
Thank you, sir. Can't wait to have you.
Have a great day and a great opening.
Thank you very much.
The you almost did Justin Wilson on your guarantee.
I guarantee. My gumbo roux is good.
We're talking about hambonestucson.com. It's opening up Ham Bones on Monday. Yes, sir.
So I have an Anthony Bourdain picture up, and I have a Julia Roberts picture up, and I was actually looking for Justin Raging Cajun, but I couldn't find one. I wanted to put him up.
Did you say Julia Roberts?
Julia Child.
Oh.
I might have said Roberts.
He did.
I don't know.
I'm like,
Roberts is a little out of place. I don't know.
All of a sudden, you're going to get Eat, Pray, Love crap going on?
No.
Just the eat part.
Yeah, there you go, Mark.
All right, so I want to explain again back to, we're doing meat and three here, right? So they're home cooking in the back, right? You come in there, you order your food. It gets delivered on a beautiful red plate, right? Ham bones. You got your everyday meats are baked half chicken, country ham, pot roast, smothered pork chops, lemon sole.
Yep.
And then at the same time, you have rotating entrees and sides every day.
Every day.
Mashed taters, mac and cheese, porky collards, squash casserole, black-eyed peas, braised kale, steamed rice, cheesy grits every day.
Every day.
You can sauce it up with a country pepper gravy.
Indeed.
Or brown gravy. And then you get some bread.
Yeah.
So talk about the bread. What are we doing for our bread?
So Mackenzie has actually been working on a buttermilk biscuit recipe.
The soon-to-be future Mrs. Ham.
Yes.
Congratulations. Been, yeah. You've been engaged since the last time we saw you.
Yeah, yeah. She's actually been perfecting our biscuit recipe because the biscuits got to be right.
Absolutely.
And she's got it down, man. They're really good. And then we're going to do some cornbread, which...
What's the shape of the biscuit? Are they round or square?
They're round.
Okay.
They're round. And, you know, but they're completely scratched and hand cut. So they're
beautiful.
They might even be a little misshapen.
I love misshapen.
I don't mind it either. That's when you get the little nice crunchy bits on the outside.
Amen.
And then we're doing cornbread and then dinner, just a yeast dinner roll and or a piece of Texas cut white bread.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
And then we have some salads.
I did throw a couple salads. I figured, you know, there's some health conscious people too on the base, but just in general. And so I wanted to give them an opportunity to, they have a friend, like, you know, I've gone to lunch with a friend and I eat a cheesesteak with a side of hot wings and they get a Caesar or something, you know? So I wanted to be able to include them as well. So I threw a couple salads together.
The chow chow and the don't kale my vibe.
Yeah.
So then we got desserts. Okay, we're doing seasonal cobbler.
Yep.
What's our seasonal cobbler coming out of the gate?
It's a peach raspberry.
Well, that sounds amazing.
Thank you.
Then we're doing Moe's cookie of the week.
Yep.
That's your lovely fiance.
Yep.
What's the cookie of the week coming out of the box? What do we
it's
think?
It's the kitchen sink. Got, I think, it's got all kinds of stuff in it. Chocolate chips. It's got sprinkles. I think there's some pretzel in it.
Love
it's
it.
It's a kitchen sink, yeah.
And then we're doing a banana Nilla pudding.
Gotta have a banana pudding on a southern menu. Yeah.
So explain, so you're doing a banana pudding and it has a Nilla wafer crust. Is that how basically it works? Or and then more on top?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Maybe a little whipped cream action.
And some people have asked me already, are you serving beer or whatever? They'll be down the road.
Yeah.
So
right now we're rocking, we got, you know, your standard, we got your fountain sodas. We're doing just regular iced tea. My chef from Texas is doing our sweet tea.
Okay.
And then we're doing like a Kool-Aid, a Kool-Aid mixture, our own flavor of Kool-Aid by mixing a few different flavors.
Kool-Aid is perfect for Tucson.
Yeah. Oh,
good
yeah.
Job.
Especially in the summer. And then we have also a few different soft drinks in our, you know, our little bottle shop, if you will. Different kinds of bottles and stuff.
Very cool.
Yep.
Well, I think, as you can tell, Tucson's...
We got big red bottles, which you don't really see
oh
too much
God.
Anymore.
Oh, my God. Big red.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I love it. So good.
Not as disgusting as Rocco's Green River soda crap.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. But again, my mom was raised in the South, and so we had a 2-liter of big red in the fridge every payday, you know what I mean? So
I love
it. Kind of nostalgic.
I'm with you. Again, I think you're scratching Tucson where it itches here. I love the where you're going with this, and it's the restaurant Tucson didn't know they needed, but they needed.
Beautifully put, and I like to agree.
I love it. All right, my friend. Well, all the best.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to see each other in 2 hours and 15 minutes. He's going to be on the Working Title podcast with me and Clint later today.
Yep.
At Live the Dream Media. So if you follow Live the Dream on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram, you can watch it live at 10 o'clock, and you get to see his beautiful face because it's video.
Be careful. You might get sued for false advertising.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful. Beautiful. And I did love that picture that the lady took from the This Is Tucson profile they did.
It was a gentleman, but yeah.
Oh, gentleman, sorry.
Yeah.
Just look good.
Thank you.
So I love what you're doing. And also, before we go, explain the logo. I love the logo. It's so fun.
So again, as I said, my mom was raised in Arkansas, so I want to do a little throwback with the Razorback. And it's little bit of a play because, you know, we're serving pork, so he's got a ham bone in his hands. It's kind of like they're the same, you know, they're both in the hog family, but we're the boss hog. And it's also, you know, a nod to the Southeast region where the concept comes from.
So a muscular Razorback brandishing a ham bone.
I actually sent him a picture of you swimming for the model for the logo.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why he's so buff.
That's beautiful. I love that.
If I sent him me, it'd look like a sumo wrestler.
CJ Ham, congratulations on this. And
thank you.
Again, Monday morning at 10 a.m., grand opening, ribbon cutting, wakeys, folks, everything.
Beautiful.
Please join us and support this amazing effort by our friend CJ. So, you the man?
You the man.
See you in 2 hours and 15 minutes over on the Live the Dream Media. We call it. We haven't come up with a name for it yet, so we actually just call it the Working Title Podcast.
That's funny, actually.
So that's
what might be a good name.
It might stick. All right. Ham Bones, H-A-M-M, Bones, Tucson.com. Check out the site and make sure you come join us if you can. 10 o'clock on this Monday, the 23rd, just 30 yards north of Mama Luisa's, just north of the base on Craycroft. Please join us. Wake up.
Get ready for Ham Bones.
Hey, welcome back to Wake Up Tucson. You know, there's a lot of meat on that ham bone.
Thank you.
And I ding myself for that. Here we go. He is also doing family meals. So, you know, you want to order, you know, this much chicken and meatloaf and then that kind of thing. So that's the one thing we didn't also mention is he's going to have those family meals too, like he was saying. You know, you go and get your stuff for dinner for four, kind of thing, eat it there, take it to go, whatever you want to do. So anyway, congratulations to CJ. We wish him all the luck in the world. He's one of my favorite guys in this town, and I think it's a smashing idea, as we like to say. So
everything sounds so good.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
and everything we've ever eaten out of that guy has always been, that he's made, has been great.
Amen.
So anyway, join us for this ribbon cutting on Monday, 10 o'clock. It'll be a total, it's going to be a total freaking rip, as we like to say. We're going to get to the Val Cavazos thing, Matt, after the news. We'll do it after the news. All right, we already talked about exploding pants of Hezbollah. We're done with that story. did we talk about the Badger yet? No, I'm just kidding.
God pieces everything.
So the city of Tucson, again, is, remember I keep telling you the phrase, the word of the year is going to be gaslight, right? Gaslighting, right? Again, the idea that Kamala Harris is an actual real candidate for anything, and as big as president, right? They're going to tell you she's just amazing. Now she's middle class. That's her answer to everything. She's now, you know, I was brought up in a middle class family. Yeah, you've been struggling for years.
There's a meme going around. It's the wife saying to her husband, "Hey, when are you going to clean out the garage?" And the husband replies back, "Well, I was born in a middle class family."
So, just to add to the city of Tucson, because remember they're doing the Huckleberry formula, which is you don't spend any of your money on the basics as dictated by the charter you hide behind all the time for parks, public safety, and roads. So now in your biggest budget ever, even Kima County had to back off their budget, top number, right? But they still raised your taxes. Thank you, Rex Scott. Okay. $2.4 billion, and now they're going to throw an extra sales tax to finish off the working poor in their town. Let's just crush them some more, okay? Just wanted to let you know, see this story. It's by Daniel McFarlane over at KVOA. And they're talking about how last year, the city of Tucson, which says they have no money for cops, roads, or maintaining parks, right?
And Doug Ducey's evil because they took money away from him.
Correct. Is spent last year $80 million on climate projects. Get the hell out of here. If you're buying into this, you are a sucker. Oh, ye suckers, as our friend G. Gordon would say. All right? Wait till you watch until the Metro Chamber and the Hispanic Chamber just fold like cheap suitcases for this one. I can just see it. And I don't want to hear some of you said, oh, some of the people that are there, they're going to fight against this. Wait till it gets to their boards. If the board doesn't take it, here's the thing. If one of these groups does not take a position, they're saying yes. The idea that as a business owner, you would even tell these people that they deserve another half cent of tax, you've lost your mind. Lost your mind.
Again, just to remind people, the last time the city of Tucson gave a forecast, which was a month or two before the end of the fiscal year, they were going to spend $2.0 billion. They put in for a $2.4 billion $1 billion budget, which they had ended up settling at $2.3 billion.
Right.
So $300 million as a 15% increase in spending over the last fiscal year.
Correct.
Right. 15%. Give me a break.
While we know the average family in Arizona has to cough up at least $1,000 a month extra because of all the inflationary spending that's been going on mostly by Democrats here. There was some bipartisan, as we know. As Milton Friedman, our friend, would say, this is a money policy problem, not a... I saw the thing. Barney, did you see that there was a Kamala, one of her commercials, she's going to penalties for price gouging.
Oh, wasn't it price gauging?
Oh, that's right. She said gauging. So thank God. And I'm going to tell you something. When talking about inflation, someone, I don't want to throw him under the bus right now. One day I will. Who is a wealthy guy in this town, but he's a Democrat. Literally went to, it's the supermarket's price gouging is why things are so expensive. And you're sitting there going, yes, monetary and also energy policies have nothing to do with why things. I'm still paying $3.45 a gallon in Oro Valley for gas. Get the hell out of here. We were paying $1.90 before Trump left office.
Talk about gaslighting. And when you talk about it, the word, was popularized in a movie, but we've been being gaslighted here for 100 years.
Explain that. Yuri Bezmenov?
I'm done explaining. He explains it well. Well, it's basically disinformation. That's a word that originated in the Russian. Disinformatsiya.
Wow. Look at you. Well, remember, they threw the disinformation at you during COVID, and when you said, well, that doesn't make any sense, they accused you of misinformation. Then, of course, we know that, between Twitter and Facebook and all these other things, the censorship was mighty high.
And the collusion with the federal government.
Yep. During an election season. Yep. So, I'm sure it'll work out in the end, Barney. It'll all work out in the end. What else do we got here today? I got so many tabs today. It's off the freaking charts. All right, let's make you feel better about the election today. This is from ABC 15. Now, check this out. State and county officials are investigating an administrative issue impacting the voting status and ballots of some people living in Arizona who have not provided documentation of U.S. citizenship. The Maricopa County Recorder's Office said it found 97,000 registrants impacted by an administrative error. According to these officials, these voters could have access to full ballot for decades when they should have only been receiving a federal-only ballot. Now we found it.
Notice the direction it always seems to go in.
Let's sneak Sergio on before we go to break. Sergio, what's up, sir?
I was just thinking about that sales tax because I heard the chief of police on with the radio on Friday, and then I heard Ted Maxwell yesterday going to the board about the RTA, and I'm just like, all this money for the, well, we have to cater to the city of Tucson. There's so much money. Where in since 2020 to now, we're over, almost an extra $1 billion in funding. And she writes an opinion piece that says $27 million loss from the state is going to cripple the city. Get out of here. It's ridiculous. this is ridiculous. I'm just like, I know math is hard, especially for the mayor, but these groups have to come out and explain this to us. If the city has almost an 80% increase in funding, what is the nonsense here? How can this be? Just explain that to me before you come asking for more money.
Again, the problem is the media locally is either in on it or ignorant, right? And they won't even cover it, believe it or not. And then the average Democrat's going to do whatever Rahina tells them to do. It's one of the reasons this city sucks.
Wow. Just wanted to let you know.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. All right. When we come back, Valerie Cavazos does a long story about money.